Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Good morning and welcome to the Saturday Morning Mowers Club. You're with James Magnuson and Justin Horrow this morning. We're broadcasting from the brand new studios in 1170 AM Sydney. To our listeners all around Australia, welcome to you and to the Mowers Club podcast. You can catch up through Apple, Spotify and the usual places you get your podcasts. Now, Scope, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Miss All.
Let's just get the elephant out of the room.
Yeah, okay. Let's address it because...
Let's address it.
I dare say, I'd like to think that at least 50-50 of the listeners enjoy what I get to say on this show just as much as you, but I reckon it's going to be more of a 99 to 1%, and that 1% is my partner who will probably be listening. Everyone wants to know about you, mate, so
yeah,
let's
look,
give us an update.
It's been a really... busy 24 hours. I never thought I'd get this sort of reaction. I knew once it took flight, this story, that there'd be a reaction, of course, because it's going to divide opinion. But it was a bit of an off-the-cuff comment that I made on the Hello Sport podcast on the Thursday that's taken traction and gone worldwide now. So the enhanced games, which basically means games that are going to run... parallel to the Olympic Games, nothing to do with the Olympics, taking nothing away from the Olympic athletes, movement, organization, anything like that.
Or your career.
Or previous careers have offered me $1 million USD to come on board and try and break the 50 freestyle world record, which between, if you and I were sitting down on a night out, and you said to me, how much would you do the enhanced games and break a world record for? And I said, oh, $1 million USD, which is now 1.6 Australian. Yeah, oh yeah, I'd do that. So that's how it started.
And so I started at pub chat and
kind of.
And basically turned into reality. One big question, sorry mate, before you get into it a little bit more, how far were you off the world cup? The world record in your prime?
Well, off the 100 meter world record, I was 0.1. So bee's dick.
Yeah.
Off the 50 world record, I was 0.5. But I never trained for 50 freestyle. So I only ever focused on 100 freestyle.
Oh, that's interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah, I'm quite a bit bigger now, which helps for velocity off the start of the blocks. Bit stronger, which helps. I was always trying to keep my body weight down for the 100 meters because it's, you know, best part of a minute compared to 20 seconds for the 50. So
how much exact weight difference now compared to when you're in your prime?
10 kilos.
Yeah.
After going through whatever I'm going to do for this, I don't know. That's the thing. There's still so much unknown. And this is the beginning of the conversation, right? Now, I've given monologues on this yesterday. I've spoken so much about it. I just want to open it up to, well, firstly, Scope, you and Gibbo, for any questions you have. Morning, Gibbo.
G'day, boys. Can you hear me? Are you coming?
No, we got you loud and clear, Gibbo.
Loud and clear, Gibbo.
Well, I feel like there's a bit of a war between us boys. We have obviously moved off into the new studio and, you know, you guys might be on, let's say, Rod Laver Arena. And it feels like out here, I'm on Margaret Court, just as good. So I'm really pumped to go, boys.
Super nice, these new studios. We're feeling very blessed this morning here on SCN 1170 AM.
Yeah, look, I love getting amongst it with you in the studio. Don't get me wrong, Gibbo, but there's levels to this, right? There's levels networked. You know, I do levels network with Willie Mason. We've definitely gone up a level here at SEN.
I can't imagine as far as radio studios go that there's much above this.
Top shelf. I'm really like one of the big things we talked about before we got on air is I'm really looking forward to calling games in here. So if people aren't too familiar with the old setup that we had, the old crooked neck as I'm looking up to the on top, why The OG Spud Carroll had the Mickey seats sitting right across and looking directly at the screen. So
you can't really call shotgun on Spud Carroll,
nah,
can you?
Nah. Yeah. You're not calling shotgun on the OG.
It might be good scope, maybe like to review some games as well. You could sort of, because I think I can. I won't put my screen up right now because I'm still doing some research. You know what I'm saying? But if we can get like some old games up there, we can review. You know, we can go over the 2013 grand final for the 14th time on this show if you'd like.
Yeah, well, people weren't aware that I played in the grand final, so I always got to remind them.
I'd one day like to watch the YouTube clip that people talk about, which has all the incorrect refereeing decisions.
The 8-minute clip.
I think that would be pretty funny.
Yeah,
and do a live reaction to that, even if that's just a social media piece.
You're right, but with the highlights, it's a good idea, Gibbo. Like,
yeah, it is.
This would be a great spot to break down film with someone like Matty Johns.
Yep.
You know, if he ever does come into the studio. if he was in here, he'd be the grouse at breaking down film, potentially why doing a show, and then you could use that and put it on socials.
Well, and there's also a viewing bay. People can come in and watch us. Maybe we do some sort of prize or giveaway, Gibbo, for Mowers Club listeners to come in and watch a show, maybe join us in the studio for a seg. Little bit of interaction with our Mowers Club family, because we do get really good traction. When I'm out and about Scope, and I do a number of different shows across the network, the Mowers Club is the number one show that the punter talks to me about.
Yeah.
Love the Mowers Club. I've had people stop me in the surf in Bondi and say, hey, love the Mowers Club.
Yeah, I love that. I love the, you know, we've been doing this now properly since probably halfway through last year I got on board. And, yeah, I love doing the show, but should we get back? Let's circulate back.
Tangent, yeah, okay.
So we went on a little tangent, but Gibbo, do you have any questions specifically
I'll open
for
up first
because
to you
I know
two.
They're going to be left of centre from you.
Yeah, they are. They are going to be left of centre. Well, I mean, the most left of centre one that I can think of. Now, when I think of people who juice, usually there's the nether regions might shrink. Is that at all something you've thought of, Missile? Like, because, okay, I think it was a Bacney, shrivel of the Johnson. Is there any sort of genetic deformities that you're scared of?
No, Gibbo, I think, look, that's, I guess that's probably some old school,
old wives' tale.
Wives' tales?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if they're true or not. Do your balls shrink or do they not? I don't know. But there's actually not really a product, Gibbo, called steroids. You know how people are like, oh, you got to get on the roids. And there's all different types of things out there. I don't know the full scope of them. I don't know what I'd be taking, Scope, because the best way to swim 50 freestyle isn't to get ridiculously big and heavy and, you know, have a massive pecs and shoulders and look like a bodybuilder.
That'd feel like it'd weigh you down, right?
It'd weigh you down. The best way to swim fast is to be as powerful as possible. It's not to be heavier, to be more powerful, to be stronger. So I don't know what's out there. Everything is going to be done under the strict supervision of medical professionals. And if at any point there's any side effects from any given substance, then I'll quickly pivot and change and stop, because health is my main concern in this, and also ability to have children. I'm only 32 and I haven't had kids yet, so that's part of it, right?
Missile, I guess a serious sort of question about this, though. How do young people not look at this and be like, oh, I'm going to one day do that?
Yeah, so I guess an analogy I got told yesterday, which is kind of interesting, is how do young kids watch Formula One and then not go out and speed in their car on the weekend? Like, is Formula One setting a bad example for younger people about how they should behave when they're in a car? Mm. What this should be seen as is professional sport, an alternative to the traditional means of professional sport. And what we're aiming to do here, Gibbo, with through documentary form, through testing, through meticulous, testing and monitoring, is show that it hopefully can be done safely, that it can be done without side effects, and that it produces a better spectacle at the end of the day. We don't know, but really, when it boils down to it, if I said to any one of you or any one of our listeners, would you take on this experiment in your given field for $1 million? How many people are saying no?
Yeah, you're right. It is going to be quite divisive.
Yep.
I dare say one of the things that we've talked about over, you know, sort of as it's broken over the last couple of days, I think the age brackets will, you know, like if you think about some of the, you know, older listeners or people that are following this, and they grew up in an era where it was obviously super taboo and there was players or athletes that were caught cheating.
Yeah.
That diminished their reputation and therefore, you know, maybe their perception of that athlete during those periods. But yeah. Like I guess you've mentioned now a couple of times, that was in a situation or a game setting where everyone is supposed to be.
Yeah, it was an unfair advantage.
Correct.
Yeah. And just so everybody's clear, I'm not coming out and saying I'm better than a current Olympian. It's completely separate. I'm not even comparing Olympics with this process. It's almost more for me, and look, it started tongue-in-cheek, now it's real, but this is almost more of an experiment because nobody's ever done it before, documented it, done it with medical professionals. Maybe some other countries were doing that, but most athletes that have been caught doping were buying products online or from the dodgy guy at the gym and, you know, researching on Google how to do it properly.
Yeah, and that's a big part of it, right? Because you got to think, if you're doing it in a sinister fashion to cheat or enhance your position in a games that is doing it completely healthy, then maybe you take steps, maybe you take shortcuts in steps to make sure that it doesn't become well known. Whereas if you can be more open about it, you can get proper education. You can have proper conversations with health experts. I just want to go quickly back to Gibbo's question before about, you know, younger athletes. At the end of the day too, Gibbo, and I'm sure Missile will agree with this as well, there's 0.0001% of really an athlete that can even attempt this anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I played professional sports in rugby league, and over the last, you know, 48 hours, I was thinking about a situation where I may be tempted to try something.
Yeah.
And I just don't think there is anything that really that I'd come close to breaking a record at anything or even being that much more of an elite player than I perceived myself to be during my rugby league career. So it's going to be a small number of people on the planet that are even capable of doing this. So for me, that's quite intriguing as well. And that's a part that now, as this process continues to grow, and I'm really intrigued to see which athletes.
That's going to be interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Of your caliber, that's, you know, been competed at the highest level, because it's a really small window. You've got to have competed at the highest level, but in a window of maybe, 4 to 5 years max, where you can even attempt something like this and still think to yourself, you know what, if everything's in favor and I do this properly, I might be able to have a crack at it. Because I suppose, like, if you think going back to a runner who's maybe 45 and he goes through the process, he's probably still not going to be able to break it anyway.
Yeah. The other thing is, it's hard to make money out of Olympic sports, right? So the bonus for a gold medal at the Olympic Games, I think it was 20 grand, something like that, which is the pinnacle of the pinnacle.
Mm.
Doesn't get any harder than that in world sport to win gold at the Olympic Games. These guys didn't even flinch. They jumped straight on board at $1 million USD, 1.6 AUD for a world record in 53. And for now, I don't know who's going to come on board, but for now, I'm certainly not racing the best in the world. The best in the world are all going to be in Paris, and it's taking nothing away from them. I know if I jump in a pool right now against those guys in Paris, I can't beat them. If I was enhanced, could I match it with them? Well, we don't know, because we've never seen it happen. That's the thing. That's why this is exciting. This is interesting, right? I'm 32. What is it going to do?
Is there a world in which you're racing in a pool against yourself? Like
maybe
you're the only athlete in the
maybe.
Pool?
Maybe. I was talking to one of my mates about it last night. So this has accelerated the whole process for them because they didn't have an athlete come out and say that they'd do it. And again, you saw the way it happened. It's not like I came out on national TV and said, hey, everybody, I'm going to do the enhanced games. It came off a chat on a podcast, and you know the nature of the Hello Sport podcast. Most of our listeners will as well.
They've been stoked with it too, by the way. It's blown up. They actually got my Tom messaged me for your number. He goes, Olympics games related. So I had a fair idea of what it was going to be, but geez, it's blown up for them.
It's blown up for them, yeah. That was the nature of it, right? But it is what it is. We're here now. And once that guy came out and said, yeah, if James wants it, we'll give him the $1 million US. Well, we're here now. And it's not to take away from the Olympics. It's not to take away from those athletes. But it is. It's kind of interesting. And if sport is viewed as entertainment, which I know we all take sport very seriously, but we're not curing cancer. We're not trying to find peace in the Middle East. We're there for you guys to watch on TV at home, sit back on your couch, have a beer, talk to the family about what's going on and enjoy the spectacle. Mm. So for all those people that are getting really antsy about it and are really quite aggressive in their feedback, it's just entertainment.
Can we make sure we cover how the text, what's the text line like? Is there a bit of a split with it at the moment or can
not
we
so far this morning? No, there was a bit of a split. There was a bit of a split yesterday on the run home.
Yep.
But I think, look, I've spoken so much about it. You've asked some questions. Gibbo has asked some questions. I'm just going to open it up to our mowers. 1300 01 1170. If you've got any questions about the whole process, about any of the intricacies of what's going on, give us a call. We'll talk to you. We'll answer your questions. And hopefully that'll clear it up for all our listeners. Because I know people have got questions. They've had a day to think about it now. Some people love it. Some people hate it. Give us a call. 1300 01 1170. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Mowers Club Scope. Our open line, 1300 01 1170. If you want to chat with us. Got a couple of calls come through straight off the bat. Let's start off with Steve from Racknabeel. Morning, Steve.
Hey, Missile, how are you travelling?
I'm all right, Steve. Busy 24 hours, but I'm hanging in there.
Can't imagine why. Hey, just a question and an observation. I'll do the observation first. And, like, I'm probably way in the wrong paddock here. But I've always had a belief that even if you take a noodle before you play a game, that's performance enhancing. So I've always been in that camp.
Yep.
Having said that, I think what you're undertaking is probably one of the biggest leaps forward in sports science you can have. And I think it's going to be an amazing outcome. My question is, are you going to put a time down and publicly list that time before you start the process? So we as your followers can actually gauge your improvement or otherwise.
Yeah, that's a great question, Missile. So who's the caller? What's the
Steve.
Name? Steve. Sorry, Steve. So you're saying, so Missile gets in the pool right now. He swims his best 50-meter swim. We find out what time he's swimming at. And then by the end of it, we find out. Like a before and after, how much he's improved in the time.
It's not a bad idea, Steve. Yeah, so I think, we're going to document it all. And there's a couple of big streaming platforms that are very interested in running a documentary on this. So this all will be documented. I say yes, Steve, that will be part of the process. And I agree with you, Steve, on the, you know, you mentioned being needled up to play. So that'd be, you know, for pain relief scope, you would have done that heaps of times.
Yep.
When you race in Olympic Games, it's not an even playing field already. So for example, I'm just going to compare myself in Australia to an athlete coming to race the 100 freestyle from a third world country. I have access to the best pools, coaches, supplements. So, you know, I've been taking proteins and creatines and glutamines and all the means since I was 14 years of age. I've always been using supplements. These guys don't even know what creatine is. They've never tried it in their life. So there's already an uneven playing field in that facet. And then you've got athletes from other countries who have tested positive and during or post-career have been banned for using other end of the scale performance-enhancing drugs. So
it's a great
Steve's
point.
Right.
It's a great point. And even if they are HASTA tested and player athlete safe, if they weren't improving your performance, then
you wouldn't take them.
Why do all the sports science doctors and trainers and why do they encourage you to have supplements if it doesn't give you some sort of form of advantage anyway? You're right.
Thank you for your call, Stephen. Thanks for your support. Darren's on the line. Morning, Darren.
Morning, mate. How are you?
I'm very well, Darren.
Good. Little listener, first-time caller, so thank you for taking my call. Mate, just a statement, I guess, at the end of the day, I'm worlds away from an Olympian, and if you are one of these ones who actually own that, you know, echelon of at least it can take enhancement drugs, wouldn't that give you, by taking the sums, a psychological advantage, whether it does work or not, that you have the belief, so then you will swim faster?
Yeah, so the placebo effect.
Placebo.
That will add to it. That's another great question.
I like that. Yeah, I haven't really thought about that yet, Darren, but yeah, I kind of agree with you on that one. Thanks for calling through for the first time. Let's go to Tom, who's in Sydney. Morning, Tom.
G'day, fellas. It's Tom Birmingham here from the Globally. Sport. How are we?
Yeah, we're good, Tom. I'm sure it's been a busy 24 hours for you as well, as Hello Sport has gone around the globe.
Oh, mate, look, it's just all a day's work for us. But, we've been looking at some space in our office just to start hanging up all of our big news stories, whether it's Nathan Cleary, Mary Fowler, the missile, juice to the gills. We're making a name for ourselves in global news. I just thought I'd call and check in, see how you were doing.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I don't think when I took your call on Wednesday, Tom, I don't think I quite understood how big this could get. Obviously, the nature of our chat between the three of us was somewhat tongue-in-cheek. I mean, once the money was on the table, that kind of solidified it. But you know what the conversation was like. Did you think it was going to take off like this?
Absolutely no idea. Listen, I mean, we were just sitting there pontificating about, you know, whether we could get jacked enough to compete against the world's greatest. And so we thought we'd give you a buzz and see what your opinions were. But no, I don't think anyone could have expected. I mean, I was shocked when I heard you say you'd do it, in the sense of being like, this would actually be awesome. You know what I mean? And hearing you explain it over the last sort of 24, 48 hours about like adding longevity to your career wasn't even something we discussed in the moment or I'd even thought about. But I'm pumped to see you do it. And as I said to you on Instagram yesterday, I feel like Eddie and I need to probably juice in solidarity with you.
So, Tom, at the start of that, you were questioning whether there was any sport, and I've been the same over the last 48 hours. Did you come to a conclusion? Is there any sport where you feel like if you got juiced up and had a crack at one specific sport that you could? Because I've seen seen on your social medias yesterday, you're a pretty good rower. So, and that's of the stationary fame. So, is there anything that you've sort of come to a conclusion that, yeah, I could give this a crack?
Mate, look, I appreciate you bringing up my erg yesterday. It was a sight to behold. I was half dead after 1 kilometre. I actually don't think, as much as I like to, you know, sort of view my athletic achievements from about 20 years ago, yeah, I still hold them in quite high regard. I can't imagine there's anything in particular. Maybe like, you know, what, weightlifting or something, but I'd have to be, I don't even know how that would work. Surely I can't lift weights.
Hey, yesterday on the run home with Joel Kane, I asked him to frame a market for me to break the world record, Tom, and he said $8, which I thought was honestly a little bit offensive. If you had to frame a market, what odds do you reckon I am to break this world record?
Jeez, I like that. But you should take that 1.5 they're offering you and just put it all on yourself at $8. That'd
I
be
think
nice.
So, yeah.
I might even have a play at that, to be fair.
If Sportsbet put up a market and it's $8, I think everyone's going to have a play at it.
Well, if Sugar's going to put it up.
Oh, yeah, that thing will get pounded.
Yeah. If Sugar's going to be put it up within the SEN crew, then I might sort out a little gentleman's agreement with the with Sugar.
Yeah.
And see if I can get 8-1.
Yeah, let's clean him up. Yeah, mate, listen, I like 8-1 for us.
Yeah.
You know, I like 8-1, but I think I'd be having you much shorter. I think your odds on.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, can we get maybe Big Day Rosé on the togs or Good Day vitamins?
Mate, we let's just get you kitted up. I'll have a chat to Eddie now, and we'll get it all. We'll get it all sorted. We'll get you Good Day on the chest. We'll get you the Big Day covering the missile, if you will. we'll find something else. Are you doing the? Can you super suit? Is it juice and suits?
Juice and suits. Yeah. So it's going to be the super suit. So I mean, you guys are big into merch. I don't know if you have any contacts in the super suit world. Maybe we can get a Hello Sports super suit.
Listen, we love a challenge. We'll go to Alibaba and see what
the super suit. Oh man! And I've heard rumblings of a world record attempt in the podcast world. It's just whispers at this stage, but if that goes ahead, count me in for that one as well.
Yeah, there is a world record attempt going on. I don't know if, obviously everyone knows Bloke in a Bar. They, Kempy and the boys did a 6-hour, 52-minute podcast the other day. Big fanfare, big hullabaloo about it, as it should be. It's a long time. But it didn't sit right with us that they had the record, so we're going to break it on Wednesday and do a 7-hour podcast, which it'd be great. Scope said he's going to come by. It'd be great to have you come by. We can get some of your, we can do your dimensions. We can, measure you up, see what your biceps are at, and just have some sort of a nice starting off point to see where you get to when we start to really ramp up the juice.
Yeah, I reckon we might come in together, Tom. How about that? Mole's special. We'll come give you a spell for a couple of hours so we can, keep you ticking over, because it's going to be, it's a long time to be doing a podcast.
Hey, Scope, is Hello Sport now like the Buzz Rothfield of the podcast world? They're breaking stories. The Nathan Cleary one was big. This one's gone maybe a little more global. I'm not sure what awaits in the future, but you guys breaking stories worldwide. It's got to be some sort of record for an Australian-based podcast.
Yeah, and it'd have to be. And I appreciate the it's high praise being spoken about in the same sentence as the great powerful Buzz Rothfield.
Mr. Mayo.
I don't know, though, and with full respect to Buzz, and his reputation precedes him, his career, but, has he ever broken a global news story? I'm not sure. I feel like it may even put us a rung above. Respectfully, of course.
Good point. Yeah. Well, I was getting sent articles this morning, Scope. New York Times, BBC, Washington Post. So this is for the Hello Sport Boys as proper.
Yeah,
global.
Were you being sent them from Tom himself? because they've been posted all over his stories.
Yeah, mate, we're keeping an eye on the global news. Don't you worry about that.
One of my mates said, this has gone global when it's on the UK Lad Bible. And I was like, yeah, thanks.
That is huge.
Oh, man.
Big time stuff.
All right, well, next time there's a big story to be broken.
I wanted to call in and say g'day.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for breaking that story for me, Tom. It's been a quiet 24 hours, but, we'll catch up soon.
We'll see you on Wednesday, mate.
Yeah, beauty. Yeah, sounds good, fellas. Have a good show.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Mowers Club. All right, last segment that we're going to talk about this, enhanced games. We're going to get to your calls and texts, then put a line through it, move on to some rugby league. Let's start off. 1300 01 1170 is our number to call in. Shane from Bronte has done just that. Morning, Shane.
Morning, James. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Shane. What do you got for us?
Mate, if there are no rules to break, it's not illegal, right? So the rules are that there are no rules, there's nothing wrong with what you're doing. I don't think you won't ever break the real world record.
Yeah.
But there could be another world record. But you're not doing anything illegal or breaking any rules if there are no rules.
Correct, Shane. And this world record won't be official in the books or anything like that. It's just an experiment to show what can be done outside of the scope of the current Olympic rules. So you're completely right, Shane. There are no rules in this games.
So why would you beat yourself up over it?
Beat myself up?
Well, why would you let people who are getting angry about it worry you or even concern you?
Yeah, no, you're right, Shane. And that's one thing I've learned throughout my career, and probably where I'm in better position now at this point in my career and having experienced what I have throughout it, and also having spent some time on the other side of the fence in the media world, is I think I'm in a better position now to deal with this stuff than ever before. I'm feeling super positive about it, Shane. I know there's been some negative feedback from different people, but all in all, it's been overarchingly positive. So appreciate your support on the matter, and it's going to be a bit of fun as well, Scope. That's the thing. Like, if we don't take it too seriously, have a bit of fun with it, and with anything in life, you've got to be able to have a bit of a laugh at yourself.
Yeah, well, and Shane, just I know he's gone offline now, but before the show, we had a pretty in-depth chat about, you know, the pros and cons and the negative and positive feedback that you're getting, and you've got to understand that you do something of this magnitude, there is going to be negative feedback, but I think for the most part, a lot more people would. I wouldn't even say maybe positive, but just more intrigued.
Yeah, intrigued is the number one. Yeah,
is that fair? Because even me being a mate now, knowing you, I'm so intrigued to see how the journey unfolds over the next, however long it may take, 6 to 12 months, to see if you can indeed break it. Because you know, if I'm getting 8 to 1 on my money from sugar, then
checking that's rude.
I'm going to be following it closely. I would look. Tom's going odds on. I think it's more at $3 to $3.50. I'd say that'd be the market.
That's fair.
So if sugar's going to give me eights, I'm going to take it.
Oh, absolutely. 1-300-01-1170 is the number to give us a call and have a chat. Southern Rooster, good morning.
Yeah, I'll take those eights too if I can.
What do you think about it all, Southern Rooster?
Again, choices. And you're making choices for yourself. You're setting yourself up. You're not earning anyone. It's no one else's business. But what I do like what you said was, you're a sports person. You're there for entertainment. That's what you're doing. I'm a bit like the old mate. Just let all the other stuff go. Everyone's going to have their opinions, but yeah, you're not hurting anyone. Have a crack at it. Make some money.
Beautiful. Thank you, Southern Rooster. Appreciate the support, and thanks for calling in. All right, let's pump out some text, Scope. 0457 736 736 if you want to text us during today's show. If you're across the ditch in New Zealand, 8833. Bo from Camden on the text line. If all goes well and Missile beats the record, the conspiracy theory mind of mine starts to think of the repercussions. The powerful forces behind the Olympics, with billions invested, would not just allow the enhanced games to become a genuine competitor. They could have James going for a swim at Bondi one day and then going missing like Harold Holt. Or they go back to his past tests and taint them to try and tarnish his career.
Look, that's very tinfoil hatty, but there's a lot of that that I agree with in the sense to the start of it, basically, where I think the Olympic Games and the Olympic Committee is going to be the biggest hurdle in the enhanced games for sure. Yep. They don't want to see this.
No.
We've got another text finishing in 158. Hey, Mags, I think with you pepped up on peptides and lemon pepper Hawkeye fish fillet sandwiches, you will smash the record. Life-changing for yourself, and the documentary will get you on the Joe Rogan podcast talking about your experience. Cheers, JJ.
Yeah,
Joe Rogan podcast would be good. I reckon for sure he would want to take you on.
So I had a meeting last night with the organizers, and Joe Rogan's name came up along with Elon Musk, actually, around people that are supporting the game. So
he's always a guy that likes to think outside of the box.
Yeah.
Right? He's pretty big on stem cell regeneration.
Stem cells, testosterone replacement therapy, all that sort of futuristic stuff. Boys, James, at first I was surprised. Listening to you yesterday, going over your reasoning for doing this, made me realize it's your life and it doesn't affect mine in any way. Can I ask what your lady friend and what your mum and dad think? And does it matter to you anyway? Go for it, Missile. Trevor from Port Macquarie. Yeah, look, within that trio mixed reviews again, Rose completely behind me because she understands that it would be life-changing for us in our current circumstances. And it's an opportunity that you just can't pass up. Obviously, mum and dad worried about my health and my safety, and that's first and foremost. But yes, I certainly take into consideration all those people's feedback.
Yeah, Rose would have to be really like family.
She's front and center,
family moving forward. All right, this one's from Paul from Narrabeen. Hey, boys, great show, great banner. Just from a nobody looking in, it sounds like when the missile hits the pool, he's going to look like Bane from Batman and laugh out loud, Paul. We mentioned that at the start, mate. I think... going through this process, you're going to probably try to get away from being too jacked.
Yeah.
Right? And you need a, I guess this is the research now that you're going to have to go through to find out or make sure that you don't get too jacked in this process.
Correct. Hey, Missile, have your ex-colleagues swim, have any of your ex-colleagues and swim teammates reached out, and what's the feedback been like? Has the IOC reached out? No, the IOC hasn't reached out. They're focusing on an Olympic Games. Paris is not far away. That's the main goal for the IOC. I think this is a splash in the pool for them at this point. Ex-colleagues and swim teammates, yes, have reached out. All positive to this point.
It'll continue to grow, though, in the coming weeks. Like, this is, you've only, what, announced this within the last week, and the amount of people that have reached out, I think the story's only going to get bigger and bigger. This one's from Black Stump Eel. Boys, I'm on the mower now for my weekend side hustle listening to you legends. Maggie, just juice up and hammer it down the lane, mate. The Russians and Chinese have been cheating for 25 years, so who cares? I say it's a great idea. the Russians and Chinese getting involved in this as well.
All right, another call on the line. Dog of War from Sydney. Morning.
G'day, mate. First of all, I'm with you all the way on this. My question is, are there actually any parameters set as to, in layman's terms, how juiced up you can actually be? Are they going to be testing your testosterone levels to say this is too high, or you can push it a little bit more, or has that been discussed?
So they're going to have medical staff, doctors and scientists on the ground testing all the athletes to make sure that nobody's taking it to unsafe levels. And they're also going to be testing for side effects and health checkups around, you know, heart, liver, kidneys, all that sort of stuff to make sure that nobody is in risk of ongoing injury or illness.
Right. Second question, what's the exit strategy? I mean, once you sort of do this, and I'm pretty sure you'll break the record, how do you safely get off it?
Good question. So I think, again, this is something that I've only briefly spoken to them about. There is a process to come back the other way safely scope. So if you just go cold turkey and stop straight away taking anything, then it can almost be as harmful as taking the substances themselves. So I think it's a slow, gradual weaning off process over weeks to a month to get back to normal levels safely, and then obviously straight back into full health in terms of even the big one for me is fertility, but also obviously organ health.
Mate, I reckon I could give curling a shake.
Curling, there we go. All right, thanks for calling in, Dog of War. I think that's pretty much it for now, Scope. We'll put a line through the enhanced games because it is the Mowers Club and we don't just talk enhanced games. We want to talk some rugby league. Yep. So after the break, rugby league chat with Scope and the Missile on the Mowers Club.